כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
על מנשת השם, השם שומר את גייכין.
We're continuing with a Mizmor, Haruli Nafis Hashem, the special Hilul from the Nefesh, all parts of our Nefesh, from our physical bodies, to our feelings, our emotions, our Seichel, our Egeish Neshomis, spiritual part of ourselves. We are thanking Hashem. And we realize Hashem is the only one to rely on, because everybody else does not last and doesn't have any intrinsic power. But Hashem created the entire world. Mitzad Echod, He's the Almighty God. Mitzad Hasheni, Hashem interacts with the world, and all the unfortunate people, He takes care of their needs. So that was the last few psukim, and we were saying that we recognize that even those who seem to be oppressed and seem to be in hunger and in jail, bound up, blind, bent over, all the people, Hashem is with them, and Hashem makes sure that they have what they need, and they eventually get out of their hard situations. And the last one was that Hashem loves the tzaddikim. Not only does He take care of the world, but the ones He has a close, loving relation to are the tzaddikim, which we want to be part of those. The shtazis. In Beethoven, we're saying it's two parts. Number one is to live with that reality that Hashem is the one I should rely on, and I am relying on. And number two is bring myself closer to Hashem, because if Hashem is the real power in the world, the one who can make everything happen, then surely the ones that he loves more are going to have even a better and a higher level of Hashgacha. And that's what we're saying, Hashem, oy hei tzaddikim, I recognize the way to get to Avod Hashem is to be a tzaddik. And today we're saying Hashem Shem Ez Geirin. These are other people that seem to have nobody to help them. They're here, doesn't have a family. Yosef Amon Yoidei. Person doesn't have a father, doesn't have a husband. Hashem always is also strengthening them. Other examples of people that seem to be neglected, but they're really under the hand because of Shbohu. I remember a brother once told me that there was a terrible tragedy in the Naplak of a person who was in the middle of his learning. A guy who came into the house and killed the father while he was sitting on the table. And the family didn't even realize right away that he was killed, because he was just leaning over on the table. Anyway, there were a bunch of Yisraelim there, and he went to the Nachum Ochel, and he went to with Reb Chatzka Levenstein, the Mashgiach of Ponovich there, and the great tzaddik, Amir and Ponovich, Yisraelim with Rochem. And we said, what can we do with these Yisraelim in such a tragic way? They lost their father at such a young age. And he said, we don't have to be afraid of the future of the Yisraelim. Hashem is the Abi Yisraelim. Come on, we have to do what we can to help them out financially and give them chizuk and proper chinuch. But Hashem is orchestrating everything. They're in good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So very often those that we seem to be the most neglected ones or have the least people to help, they're the strongest one, the closest to Hashem. Rabbi Rechai says in one place even, that he says that the Betzin, the tefillah of the Ger, Yosef, the Amona, and Daniel is the most powerful tefillah, because those are the ones that clear to them, I can't rely on myself, I have nothing to rely on, I have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in ways they're closer to Hashem. Tamavan, we have to learn how to call the Chayimah to ourselves. Baruch Hashem, if we're not in this situation, we have more than the Birim Binim. We're not oppressed, and we're not the Yisraelim, and whatever it is, how much more we have to think to ourselves. That's not a reason I should be less relying on Hashem, more relying on Hashem for all those favors He's giving to me. And the last thing, and it says in the Pasuk, is, Derech Hashem Yaavis. This is the flip side of the third thing in the previous Pasuk. Over there, Hashem Oyhei Tzadikim. He loves the Tzadikim. And now we're saying the other side. Sometimes we say, oh, Derech Hashem Tzalecho. It looks like the Rishon must have been so matzliach and have such good lives, and they have this and this. Sometimes see that. But there are Rishon, we have this. The Maisa, they're going off the path, they're going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to lose out in the long run. So even though externally, or for the time being, it looks like everything's going well for them, the etzem, they're going towards their destruction, and that is what we should stay away from. We should not let the superficial notions of success of a Russia give us any thought that, oh, this Russia is doing so well and so successful. It's not true. It's a very temporary success, he said, oh, and he's going to the direction of losing his own life and his keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of everything. So have a wonderful, continued Chag of Hanukkah with this spirit of appreciating that we are the ones that Hashem loves, and we want to intensify that love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our recognition and going in His ways.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111